You suggest there's an epidemic of health problems confronting our American Indian population. If that's the case, why is it that we're hearing so little about these problems?
Well, that is one of the questions that I have. Some tribes, such as the Pine Ridge in South Dakota, have some of the most desperate numbers. That is called the Plains area or the Great Plains area if you divide up the country culturally and geographically. They have some of the worst numbers along with Alaska. So today, a male born can expect to live somewhere around 40 as an average life expectancy. Nobody seems to know this as I go around the country, and I'm just shocked that we understand people's health problems all over the world, but not in our own backyard.
And there are other specific problems. For example, I know you've cited teen suicide rates.
Right. They are extremely high, especially in the 14 to maybe 24, 30-year-olds. It goes a little higher than for the dominant culture. And they can be triple the rates of the dominant culture. Right now, they're having a problem in Canada in one of the smaller towns, only about 2,000 people, and there's an absolute epidemic of kids killing themselves. Also, in American Indian women issues, they are often murdered at up to 10 times the rate of any other closest group. And yet you never hear it in the media, on the news, or anywhere. And yet it's the highest rate in America by population.
And you also hear about a high prevalence of diabetes, correct?
Correct. Yes. Actually, there's one group in California, I think it's the Pima, who have 10 times the rate of the dominant culture in the U.S. And actually, it's the highest in the world. The Four Corners region in the U.S. has like triple to quadruple the rate of everyone else in the U.S. And just ordinarily, it's just under double for just about every other American Indian group in the country.
So I think we've graphically described the major problems we see here. What are the solutions? What are some of the things that should be done to bring these jolting numbers down?
Well, one thing that I am talking about is visibility. So if nobody knows this is happening, this is one reason I edited and wrote this book, American Indian Health and Nursing, so that nurses themselves, whether they're Native or not, can understand what's happening in these 10 cultural areas.
Now, the vast majority of American Indians do not live on reservations. Explain how this impacts health care.
Well, part of the problem is misidentification. There is huge misidentification of American Indians. What I mean by that is if someone presents in any urban area, suburban area, if it's not near a reservation where you may be expecting to see American Indians, then it's not the first thing that comes to people's minds. People today, nurses and others in the healthcare arena, are almost afraid to ask somebody of their racial makeup and so forth. So I see a lot of just guessing. Either it's blank or they guess something, Hispanic, white, whatever it is, without really asking. So then if you don't really know who this patient is in front of you, then you don't know the background and what you need to know to take good care of that person.